When I see a decaying animal, I usually look away and scrunch up my face. My dog, Sam, on the other hand, sees rotting, foul-smelling flesh as a serendipitous treat. And if she's really lucky, she'll throw it up and get to eat it twice. Now, this isn't a judgment on her character, mind you. It's just the way of a dog. That's why they eat dog food, because they'll eat anything. Yet recently, there's been a small but growing murmuring from those who are concerned about the content of pet food. Granted, reading the pet food report from a group called the Animal Protection Institute can incite nausea. Supposedly, most dog and cat foods contain portions of bone, blood, pus, intestines, hooves, and other unspeakable ingredients. Evidently, the pet food industry is basically just a scrap collector from the human food industry. Critics charge that our companion animals are therefore eating unhealthy byproducts because of the drive to turn waste into profit. Well, I say thank goodness for greed. If there was ever a time when capitalism was part of the solution, this seems to be it. Using waste creatively is exactly what we want companies to do, isn't it? It's not as though Purina is packaging thumbtacks as kibble. Pet food manufacturers aren't expecting their clientele to eat anything an average dog wouldn't gladly roll around in. Aside from Dr. Doolittle, I've never really trusted those who claim to talk for the animals. This newest pet food improvement crusade reminds me why. It sounds suspiciously human in origin. Animal lovers, and I count myself among them, are so infatuated with their furry friends that they're humanizing them. Yet isn't that the ultimate disrespect? I choose not to sniff all the dog droppings at the park, yet I hardly expect my dog to forego that pleasure. We're different. I accept that. Not only can I not work up indignation over the hooves my dog might be eating, I figure she's lucky to eat at all. Considering that much of the world's human population lacks proper nutrition, it's pure bourgeois folly to suggest that our dogs should eat fresh cuts of meat. Cattle production is hardly an earth-friendly crop, and adding millions of dogs to the beef demand is irresponsible. But don't let me persuade you. Let your dog decide. Take your nice, dignified poodle to a slaughterhouse, and while you're busy averting your eyes and scrunching up your face, I'll bet your companion animal finds a delightful treat.